Report: Ex-IRS contractor who leaked Trump's tax records declines to testify about Biden DOJ plea bargain. By Amy Furr on June 5, 2025. The man who leaked President Donald Trump's tax records is reportedly pleading the Fifth and declining to testify in front of a House Judiciary Committee panel led by Republicans. The man identified as former Internal Revenue Service IRS contractor Charles Littlejohn is currently serving a 5-year prison sentence after leaking Trump's records and those belonging to thousands of others, Fox News reported on Wednesday. However, he is now apparently asserting his Fifth Amendment right as leaders probe the plea bargain he made with former President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ. The outlet said a public defender wrote to the committee on behalf of Littlejohn, saying he was appealing his sentence and therefore was not required to give his testimony. The testimony that you seek from Mr. Littlejohn directly implicates his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. Mr. Littlejohn validly exercises that constitutional right in declining to testify, the letter read. According to the Constitution of the United States, the Fifth Amendment's text reads, "No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property, without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use, without just compensation." In January 2024, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, ARMO, and committee Republicans said they wanted Littlejohn to face the maximum penalty, Breitbart News reported at the time. Per the recent Fox article, the committee is investigating a plea deal Littlejohn reached with the Biden administration's Department of Justice, DOJ, in 2023. Littlejohn admitted to prosecutors as part of the plea bargain that he carried out an elaborate scheme to access and disclose Trump's tax information and the tax returns of thousands of the wealthiest U.S. citizens to the New York Times and ProPublica. Despite leaking over 400,000 tax returns, Littlejohn pleaded guilty to only one count of unauthorized disclosure. He then received a 60-month sentence, which was the maximum penalty for the single count. However, U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes, whom former President Joe Biden appointed during his time in office, said she was troubled by the plea deal after so many people were victimized, and several Republicans were also unhappy with Biden's DOJ regarding the leniency of the plea agreement. In March, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, said it was time for Littlejohn to testify before Congress. Jordan on Tuesday issued a letter to the Trump DOJ which asked for all records pertaining to the case, the Fox article said. Jordan said, after President Trump took office, the IRS disclosed to the committee that over 405,000 taxpayers were victims of Mr. Littlejohn's leaks and that 89% of the say taxpayers are business entities. While it is now clear that Mr. Littlejohn's conduct violated the privacy of hundreds of thousands of American taxpayers, it remains unclear why the Biden-Harris Justice Department chose to allow him to plead guilty to only a single felony count, he added.